Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Healing is available. It is available to you on tonight. And we want to say tonight, welcome, 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 welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you. We're so grateful that you are joining us on tonight. We want you to just come on in, take a seat, make yourself comfortable. Comfortable here on the Prayer News Network Global. We're definitely glad that you have elected to join us on tonight. Amen, Jesus, on this beautiful, beautiful Sabbath of the Lord. As always, we say, we pray that you took time out to give God some of your time, to tell him thank you. We pray that you look back over your week, you reflected, amen, at the things that the Lord has done, and that you said, Lord, you did it. That was good. And I thank you. Amen. Glory to God. We pray that you did. We pray that you did. Amen. Take that time out to tell the Lord thank you. You took time out to bless him. You took that time out to glorify him. Amen. Because, people of God, he is worthy. He's worthy of the praises. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of all of the glory. Amen. So we just give God thanks. We give God praise on today. Again, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to each and every one of you. Thank you. Thank you, those that are far, those that are near. Amen. Those that are just stopping by. We just want to say thank you tonight. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. Amen. Glory to God. We are grateful to the Lord, amen, for all that he's doing. Truly, the Lord has done us well, amen, and we are just so grateful. We are so grateful for all that he's done in this day, in this hour, as we always say, people of God. And we always know there's a lot that's going on in the earth, but we just bless the Lord, amen. We just bless the Lord. Glory to God for all that he's doing. Listen. People of God, aren't you glad, amen, of the keeping power of God? Amen. Truly we can say, had it not been the Lord on our side, where would we be? Really, where would we be? Amen. We don't know where we would be, but we're so grateful to the Lord. Amen. So grateful, amen, grateful for his grace, grateful for his love, grateful for his kindness. Amen, Jesus. Just grateful. Glory to God. Because, people of God, he didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen. And because of this, we tell the Lord, thank you. We tell him, thank you. Hallelujah. We tell him, thank you. We tell him, thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We just tell him, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. How many just thank the Lord tonight? How many just thank the Lord on tonight? Amen. How many have grateful hearts on tonight? Grateful for all that the Lord has done. Grateful, 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 grateful. Amen. For all that he's done. Amen. Realizing that we are not our own. Truly bought with the price. Amen. We're bought with the precious price. Amen. He gave his love. He gave his blood. Amen. He gave his life that we might live. And for this, we just tell the Lord, thank you. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight again. We bless him. Glory to God. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We grateful again as always. Thank you. Thank you for coming to join us on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Glory to God for joining us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you tonight. As you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead now. Glory to God. Go ahead and glory to God. Invite someone else to come in. Glory to God. Invite someone else to come on in and be a part of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Invite them to come on in. Tell them to come on in. Amen.
The recording has started.
Glory to God. Invite them to come on in. Amen. Tell them that we are here. Tell them that we are live. Tell them that we would love for them to be a part of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Just tell them to come on in. Amen. Glory to God. Tell them, amen, there's a blessing. There's a blessing waiting for them. Amen. Glory to God. And as you're coming, people of God, we always want to let you know this is a recorded line. Glory to God. And it's recorded. And people of God, you can get a copy of the broadcast tonight or any night. You can get a copy of the broadcast. Glory to God, is absolutely free. All you have to do is text us and ask us for it. And listen, people of God, we'll give you two numbers at the end of the broadcast. Glory to God, amen, a couple of numbers whereby you can call and get your copy. Amen. We'll try to get it to you within 24 hours. And we just thank the Lord tonight, amen, for giving us the capabilities, the ability to be able to do this. Amen. Glory to God that we can capture this word, this rich word, and that we can send it to others. Amen. Those that have not been here, those, glory to God, that, amen, that if you yourself would not like to listen to it again, we can send it to you. So we thank God for technology. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you. Glory to God. So we'll send you your copy. Again, it's absolutely free. Amen, and we just thank you, thank you, thank you. We want to go ahead and acknowledge our leaders on tonight. We want to acknowledge all of our leaders. Glory to God. Thanking God for our senior apostle on tonight. Glory to God. Thanking him for the apostle, the prophet, Samuel Huggins James. We bless the Lord for this man of God, mighty man of God, powerful man of God. We bless the Lord for him. We bless the Lord. Amen. Glory to God for his companion. Glory to God. Bless the Lord for the Hour of Life Ministries there in Trinidad. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight for, glory be to God, Bishop K.A. Tina. Glory be to God, the Lighthouse Evangelistic Pentecostal Church located in Gainesville, Florida. Amen. Thanking him for the elect lady. Thanking him for the saints. Amen. Thanking him for his labor of love and helping to hold this ministry together. I want to thank the Lord tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. He is the jurisdictional prelate of the state of Georgia. Amen, Jesus, and the Northeastern jurisdiction. Glory to God. Thanking God for him and all that he's doing, all that the Lord has set to his hands. Thanking him for his companion. Glory be to God. Just thanking him, glory to God, for the ministry of Jesus Christ that works within him. Amen. Glory to God. I want to thank God tonight for our founding father, amen, Jesus, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Glory to God. And thanking God, amen, for our very own Carrie, Mother Carrie James. thanking the Lord for her. Glory be to God. Amen. And EPC Nation, amen, thanking him for him, for her. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God for all of the work that they have, amen, that they have transversed in the earth all of these years, amen. And here we are, people of God, carrying forth this work, amen, as the Lord has allowed and as the Lord has so ordained, amen. Glory to God. We thank God tonight for all of our advisors, our PNN advisors. Thanking them tonight, glory to God, for our prayer warriors, amen, Jesus. We just bless the Lord for each and every one of them, amen. Thanking him for, amen, everyone that the Lord has set to this line, to this work, to this outreach ministry. People of God, we bless the Lord, amen, Jesus. And we are here thanking God for you, thanking God for each and every one of you, amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord for you. Thank you for your time, your attention. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for coming out to be with us always. Glory to God. When you can't be here, we thank God that you are helping to promote, to get the word out about this Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're here every night, and although you're not able to be here every night, whatever night you're able to be here, we thank the Lord for you. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We've been here now since April 6, 2020. Glory to God. And I tell you, it has been a journey. And I just believe by faith, people of God, that the best is yet to come. Amen. It's not over yet. It's just beginning. Amen. And we want you to stick around, to be a part, to see the conclusion of the whole matter, of what the Lord has in store for the vision of the Lord, the manifestation of the Lord for this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank him tonight. We bless him tonight. We glorify him tonight. Amen. For each and every one of you again, we appreciate God for you. Glory to God. We're not going to hold you long on tonight because we do know that tomorrow, amen, Jesus, is a day of worship. And we know that you have to get yourself ready. Glory to God. Amen. If you're like me, glory to God, have been out and out and doing, amen, several different things. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. But we want to make ourselves ready for the word on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. We want to make ourselves ready, glory to God, for what the Lord has for us on tonight. Amen. Truly, there's a word from the Lord for you. There's a word from the Lord for you. Amen. Glory to God. So I want you to go ahead and take somebody. We want you to go ahead and tell somebody about the Prayer News Network Global. Let them know that we are live tonight, that we are not rebroadcasting. Glory to God. Tell them to come and hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And at this time, people of God, we want to get and make our hearts ready for the word. Glory to God, because as we always say, amen, Jesus, we cannot go before God any kind of way. Glory to God, we got to clean up, amen. You can't go into a courtroom, glory to God, on your own accord, on your own order, want to do your own thing. Glory to God, amen. You can't go in there talking loud. You can't go in there disorderly, amen. You can't go in there, glory be to God, hollering across the room, amen. You can't even go in there. Glory to God, with excessive walking, glory to God, everything has to come to order, amen. And listen, people of God, no less when it comes to the things of God, amen, who is the higher power, glory to God, we've got to give that same reverence, amen. We got to give that same reverence unto the Lord, glory to God. So, again, we can't go before him any kind of way. And we don't want anything within us to be a hindrance. We don't want anything to hold us back. We don't want anything, glory to God, to stop us up. Glory to God, anything that will cause our ears not to hear, our hearts not to understand. Glory be to God. Amen. The voice of God through his messenger. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we want you to, Glory to God. Get your hearts ready. We do want you to get your pen and your paper tonight because this is a recorded line. Again, this is a live recording on tonight. So get your pen and your paper. Glory to God. Get ready on tonight. Let us prepare to go into the presence of the Lord. Amen. So we're going to ask our own missionary, Dorothy Fan, if she would come tonight and sanctify the line. Glory to God, to make our hearts ready. Glory to God, cause our mind to come in, cause us to, amen, shed off, glory to God, the worries of the day, the problems of the day, the situations of today, glory to God, but to bring us in, bring our focus in on tonight and wash, amen, glory to God, that we can be cleansed before him. Amen. Missionary Fan, you have the platform.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The song says, Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for being so good to me. So good to me. Lord, I just want to thank you. 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 I want to thank you for being so good to me. So good to me. Lord, I just want to praise you. 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 I want to praise you for being so good to me. So good to me. Lord, I just want to praise you. 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 I want to praise you for being. I want to praise you for being. I want to praise you for being so good to me, so good to me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we want to praise you tonight, Lord God. Lord, we just want to say thank you tonight, Lord God. Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, giving your praise, giving your name the praise, Lord God. Giving your name the glory, giving your name the honor, Lord God, which is due unto you tonight, Lord God. We come to say thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being so merciful to us today, Lord God. We magnify your holy name tonight, Lord God. We come before you right now, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit, Lord God. Move by your mighty power, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us tonight, Lord God, and have mercy upon our soul, Lord God. We come before you right now, Lord God, asking you to move on each and every one of us tonight, Lord God. We come to asking you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for any and everything that we have done, Lord God, that wasn't pleasing to your sight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon the line tonight, Lord God, on each and every one, Lord God, that come representing tonight, Lord God. Their families, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look on each and every one, Lord God, that came on the line tonight, Lord God, to hear from you, Lord God. We asking you tonight, Lord God, to look upon us, Lord God, and make us worthy, Lord God, to come before your presence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look, Lord God, far and near, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch us tonight, Lord God. Touch us tonight, Lord God. Let the words of our mouth, Lord God, and look within our hearts tonight, Lord God, and let it be acceptable unto your sight tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, forgive sin, Lord God, forgive iniquity, Lord God, transgression, Lord God, anything, Lord God, that's going to keep us from your presence, that's going to hinder us, Lord God, that's going to hinder you from hearing us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight giving you the praise. We come giving you the honor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you right now for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for how you blessed us today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you supplied all our needs today, Lord God. We thank you tonight, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Jesus. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. Now we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to move on each and every one tonight, Lord God. Touch where we need to be touched, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heal where we need to be healed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to save, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Save the lost souls, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord God. You are a merciful God, Lord God, and there is none like you, Lord God. In all the earth, there is none like you. And we thank you tonight, Lord God. We asking you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, supply, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We asking you tonight, Lord God, to move mightily, Lord God, on the line, Lord God. Bless the speaker on tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, bless them right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, give them words to say, Lord God, that we encourage, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help us to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to receive your word. In the name of Jesus, help us to apply it to our lives, our daily walk, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord God, move, Lord God. And we thank you tonight, Lord God. We thank you for Minister Bradley, Lord. We're asking you to move for right now in the name of Jesus. Touch her right now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. In the name of Jesus, have your way tonight, Lord. Have your way tonight, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord God, in all the earth, Lord God. Let your will be done, Lord, on this line tonight in the name of Jesus. We glorify you tonight. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Master. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for being a good father, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for loving us, Lord God, when we couldn't even love ourselves, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We praise your holy name, Lord. We glorify you, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you, Master. You've been so good to us, Lord God. You've been so kind to us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you kept us from danger that wasn't even seen, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We glorify you right now, Lord God. We lift you up, Lord God. We thank you for our families, Lord God. We thank you for saving our families, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord God. We glorify you right now in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor right now in the precious name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you so much, Jesus. We thank you so much. And we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name, O God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. I tell you, glory to God, that prayer, glory to God, just puts you right down at the altar, right down in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God, and we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You feel those prayer wheels turning. Glory to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that just makes you want to, amen, give the Lord a yes. Give the Lord a yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. At this time, glory to God, we're going to, amen, ask Sister Mary Hollins, amen, if she would come with our scripture on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Sister Mary.
God bless. Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, and to everyone else in their respective places. Scripture read will be coming from the 6th chapter of St. Luke, the 20th through the 28th verse. Beatitudes and woes. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. But in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. To you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them that which hate you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. I have read in your hearing the 6th chapter of St. Luke, the 20th through 28th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and doers of his holy word.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just tell the Lord thank you, somebody. Hallelujah. Just tell the Lord thank you. Glory be to God. Just tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just tell him thank you, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell him thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you. Thank you.
just want to thank. Oh, and I just want to thank. And I just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and worship him with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Tell the Lord, yes. 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 Tell the Lord, yes. Tell him yes. Tell him yes. One more time, yes. Hallelujah, yes. He's worthy, yes. He's worthy, yes. He's worthy, yes. Glory to God. He's worthy, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God. We bless him. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. To God. We bless the Lord tonight. We bless the Lord on tonight, people of God. Glory to God. We bless him for his presence on tonight. Glory to God. We bless him for the prayer. Amen, Jesus. We bless him for the scripture reading on tonight. Glory to God and people of God. Now it is time for his word. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. People of God, listen, we have got to always discern. Amen. To discern. Amen. When we're in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. When the Lord shifts, glory to God, we got to shift with him. Amen. Glory to God. We are not so programmed. It's not our program, but it's the Lord's program. He knows who's on this line. Glory to God, and he knows how he wants to bless. Glory be to God, and here we are. We humble ourselves, glory to God, in his presence that he can have his way. Glory to God, because, people of God, again, there is a word from the Lord on tonight, and we want you to prepare your hearts on tonight. We want you to prepare your minds. Glory be to God. Prepare your minds tonight. Prepare your minds on tonight. As we stated, glory to God, we're not going to hold you long on tonight. Glory be to God. But we want you on tonight to make yourselves ready. Glory be to God. We have a young woman. Glory be to God. Amen. As we always say, amen, many of our speakers, glory to God, amen, they are part of us. Amen. They have enjoined themselves to us. They are parts of other ministries. But they truly avail themselves, glory to God, to be used by the Lord. And we are thanking the Lord that he has led them here to be a part of this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. And people of God, tonight we are going to Chattahoochee. Amen. We're going to Chattahoochee, Florida. Glory be to God. Chattahoochee, Chattahoochee. Amen, Jesus, where I graduated from. Amen. Around my old stomping grounds. Amen. Glory to God. But we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. There's a young woman here. Amen. Who's a part. Amen. Of this PNN. Glory to God. She's very faithful. Glory to God. Amen. And we thank the Lord, glory to God, that she is availing herself in the presence of the Lord tonight to be used by the Lord. Amen. And we know that he's going to do just that. Amen. Glory to God. She has a powerful testimony. Amen. Or should I say testimonies. Amen. God has done some great, great things in her life. Amen. So however the Lord wants to come on tonight, glory to God. Again, people of God, amen, by way of Chattahoochee, Florida, glory to God. She is a member of the Firstborn Church of the Living God there in Chattahoochee, Florida. People of God, we want you tonight to receive the messenger on tonight, God's servant, glory to God, no other than Evangelist Linda Murray. God bless you. Just press star 6. There you are. God bless you. You have the platform.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. God bless you. You have the platform.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I come honoring the Lord tonight, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Lord, I honor Minister Bradley, the vision, the visionary. I honor my pastor, Pastor Diane Bates, Firstborn Church of the Living God, where I attend here in Chattahoochee, Florida. I thank God on tonight for the scripture reading and the fervent prayer by Fan. I praise God tonight. I just want to just give him glory and honor, and I thank him before setting the atmosphere, because I'm already just souped up for the song, Minister Bradley singing, and the scripture, and Sister Fan, like I said, the the prayer, the fervent prayer. And I just praise God tonight, and I glorify him for who he is in my life. And I ask him right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you right now, Lord God. I ask that you allow Linda to decrease and you increase, listen, Father. You do what you will in me, Lord God. You do what you want me to do, Lord God. You have your way. You speak through me, Lord God. I stand before your willing vessel, Lord God, a vessel that is willing to be used unto your honor, Lord God, meet for the master's use, Lord God. And Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, oh God, that you have orchestrated to follow us all the days of our lives. In your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Our scripture tonight will be coming from Luke, the 22nd, St. Luke, the 22nd chapter, and I'm going to read the 31st and the 32nd verse from the King James Version of the Bible. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. The word of the Lord is already blessed, and my main point will be coming from the 32nd verse, where Jesus is telling Simon Peter, thy faith, he's praying that their faith fails him not. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And looking at the definition of faith, the Webster Dictionary Version describes faith as complete trust, strong confidence in someone or something, a strong belief in God. And in this time in the scripture, we're saying that Satan desires, Jesus is telling Peter, Satan desires to sift you as wheat. But I pray that your faith fail you not. And during this time in the scripture, if you will read on, you will find where this is a time where the soldiers was getting ready to capture Jesus. and getting ready to capture him and to take him up to be crucified. And it tells us about how Simon tells Jesus, Lord, I am with you wherever you go, Lord. He's telling him that he's with him everywhere he goes. And Jesus told Peter, before the clock crow this day, you will be denied me three times, and you will know, you all know the story. It had happened just as Jesus told him it would happen. And the Lord began to deal with me concerning the story of Peter in his prayer, Jesus' prayer to Peter, concerning Peter, rather, that his faith fell not. So he can help others more diligently along the way. And I begin to think and reference in my mind how Peter did mess up. He denied Jesus. He tried to warn by the wrong fire. He cut off one of the soldiers' ears as they were trying to take our Savior, Jesus Christ, into capture. Peter repented of his sins because of his faith and because of one of the most, and became one of the most powerful men of God in the New Testament. Over in Acts chapter 3, where the lame man sat at the gate begging for begging for bread. Peter and John was the ones who walked by and told him, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give it unto thee. And Peter spoke the word and told the man to rise up and walk. And he spoke, he got up and he walked. And when Tabitha over in the saints was praying also, this is in Acts, where Tabitha had died. And the saints was fit for Peter to lay hands on her. And by faith, Peter laid hands on her and raised Tabitha from the dead. When James was beheaded, and it saw that it pleased Harold, the people saw that it pleases Harold, and Harold saw that it pleased the people, rather, he proceeded to behead Peter. And when Peter was in jail, when they arrested him and put him in jail, the Bible tells us that Peter was in jail, but he is not worried about anything. He's resting. And the reason Peter is resting is because his faith allowed him to rest. His faith allowed him to sleep. When Jesus bid him to walk on the water, Peter walked on the water. And he began to sink because his faith began to fail. And he cried out, Lord, save me. And it was his faith that when he cried out by faith, Lord, save me, he knew that Jesus was going to capture him. And that's exactly what he did. You know, and the scripture tells us that, you know, once again, that Satan desires to sift you as wheat. And the scripture declares that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and that you may have more life more abundantly. And I reminded of that movie way back some years ago, the movie called The Exodus. I never watched it. I just heard of it. And how the enemy, the devil, comes in the kitchen and rattles the pots and pans, and then the devil devil ain't coming to try to rattle your pots and pans. He's coming to try to kill you. He's coming to try to steal, and he's going to try to steal your joy, your happiness, your health, your finances. He's trying to steal your children. He ain't coming to try to rattle their brain. He's coming to try. He's not coming to try to rattle their pots and pans. He's coming to try to rattle your brain. He's not coming to try to rattle your children's, like that little dog that the enemy get into. He's not trying to jump into your children's dolls. He's trying to jump into their minds. So we got to keep the faith and keep prayed up on our children and keep focused on God, that things of, in the things of God. It's just like being in school. In order to go to the next level, you got to go through some testings, and sometimes those testings be pretty hard, but you got to go through those testings. You got to remain faithful and study and pass those tests in order to go to the next level. And sometimes it takes a wilderness experience when it looks like and seems like there is no way out. There's no way out. We have to walk by faith. We have to trust God. We have to believe in God. We have to, no matter what it looks like, and God is yet on the throne, and he don't change. Sometimes we change, but God never changed. We have to keep the faith in God and ask him to strengthen our faith when our faith is getting weak. And the scripture says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You can't please God at all if you don't have faith. And God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And let us contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of old. Think about Jacob and Moses and Daniel and the Hebrew boys. All through the scriptures, many had faith. Many kept the faith. And God left it on record that we, too, if we keep the faith, nothing is impossible to us if we only believe. One thing I love about God, he don't require a whole lot of faith. He said just a little bit of faith, a faith the size of a mustard seed will move mountains. When you work that faith the size of a small mustard seed, God will work for you. We walk by faith. We honor God. We walk by faith, and we don't walk by sight. It may seem gleamy. It may seem dark. It may seem like the sun is never going to shine. But God is working out your situation. He's working out your situation if you only keep the faith. Sometimes we give up. If it don't happen ever, cadaver, ever, kazam, right then, we give up. We get tired and wore out and let the enemy put it in our heads that it's not going to happen. But God's timing is not always our timing. And our timing is not God's timing. We just got to wait. You know, the scripture declares they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and never weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Praise the Lord. You just got to keep the faith. Seek his face, turn from your wicked ways, and he will work out your problems. I tell you, we got to be like the saints of old and contend for the faith that God was delivering into the saints of old. You think about if blind Bartimaeus was here today, he would tell you, when he heard that Jesus was passing by, he began to cry out. He didn't see him, but he heard the son of David was passing by. And he began to cry out, said, son of David, have mercy upon me. Jesus, son of the living God, have mercy upon me. And one day, Jesus heard crying Bartimaeus. He heard his cry, although the great people were telling him to be quiet, and he cried out all the more. Jesus, that son of David, have mercy upon me. Jesus, son of the living God, have mercy upon me. And Jesus heard his cry. Jesus heard his cry. And Jesus opened up his eyes, blinded eyes, and blind Bartimaeus became a disciple and followed Jesus. Oh, what about Zacchaeus? If Zacchaeus was here today, Zacchaeus would tell you that his faith made him run ahead of the crowd. He didn't have time to walk. He had to run ahead of the crowd because he wanted to get there before anybody else did. And he climbed up that sycamore tree and just to get to Jesus. And Jesus looked up and saw him. Oh, he said to Zacchaeus, today salvation come to your house. Jesus went and visited Zacchaeus' house. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What about the woman with the issue of blood? Oh, yes, Lord. She was pressing her way through. She had the faith. She was pressing her way through because she heard Jesus was in town. She said, I can just but touch the heel of his garment. I can get through. Excuse me, man. Excuse me, woman. Excuse me, little boy. Excuse me, little girl. But I got to press. I got to get to Jesus. And when Jesus saw her and he felt that her he touched the hem of his garment, he began to say, woman, thy faith has made thee whole. Her faith healed her. Her faith in Jesus healed her. And I think somebody out there may be in need of a healing today. Lord God, all you got to do is just touch him by faith. It may not come overnight. It may not come in 2 or 3 nights. But one thing, you can put your feet on it and rub it in that Jesus, you remain faithful, that he's coming. He's coming. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What about the little Shunammite woman in 2 Kings, where the little Shunammite woman's son had died, and she was running on the donkey, riding on the donkey so fast, and people was asking her what was wrong. Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child? And she went to crying out, all is well. She knew it was well because if she could get to the man of God and Jesus come and touch her son, it was well. She didn't stop trying to tell everybody her story. If she would have stopped trying to tell everybody her story, sometimes people, you stop trying to stop by and trying to tell everybody your story, and half of the people don't care, and half of the people glad as you instead of them ain't going. You get yourself some faithful prayer warriors that ain't going to tread your business all over town, and you get yourself some faithful prayer warriors that know how to cry out to Jesus, hallelujah, until you get that breakthrough. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And remember that great woman of God, Hannah, who said, there is no rock like our God. Her Hannah went into the temple when she wanted a son, and she went to pray to God, and she prayed so that Eli the priest, and she was crying out to God. Sometimes you just have to bring tears, and you have to just stay there and cry, 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 and cry, cry, cry. What are the moaning women? It ain't no harm in crying sometimes. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. You see our Savior cry. One of the truck scriptures in the Bible is Jesus wept. And if my Jesus had to cry, what about me? If Jesus had to moan, what about me? If he had to fall down on his knees and say, Father, have mercy on me. What about me? There ain't no harm in crying. Ain't no, Hannah stayed there. She stayed there. Eli the priest thought she was drunk on wine, but she was just calling out. She was drunk on that new wine, the Holy Ghost. That's what she was, and God granted her her petition. You may have to stay there and cry until God grants you that petition, but it ain't no harm in crying. Oh, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. And in my studies, I was remembering coming up and all, I was remembering some of my aunts and Minister Bradley's grandmother, Grandma Bess, and all of these old soldiers are going on home to live with the Lord interceding on our behalf now, but I remember the face of those, oh, my aunties and Aunt Bessie and Aunt Liza and Aunt Luella and Mother Reed. I tell you, back then, Mother Reed was probably the youngest one in the bunch, but I tell you, on Wednesday night, we would go out there with nothing but the mothers and the children. We would go out there, and them old mothers was faithful. They were some praying women. They were some travailing women. And I said, I remember how they would just pray, 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 and then they would get the children to pray. And I just thank God. I thank God for remembering the saints of old. I remember the saints of old. And I remember back last year in March of 21 when my pastor, Pastor Bates, had said that we're going back into the sanctuary come the first Sunday in April. And we was having then Sunday services online. And I said, ooh, that COVID is out so bad, I'm not fixing to go back into the sanctuary. I ain't going. I just won't go. And just so happened one day I went to the doctor's office and I was sitting up in the eye doctor's office and that place was packed. It was more people in there than it be in my sanctuary. And God asked me, he said, you see all these people in here and you'd have been sitting up in here for about an hour. You trust this. You trust me for some things. You're not trusting me for others. I want the unwavering faith. I want the unwavering trust. Now you trust me all the way. And I said, Lord, I forgive you. I trust you all the way. And I've been back in the sanctuary and enjoying myself, enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't live your life in fear. You be safe. You be safe. Take all precautions. But don't live your life in fear. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of sound mind, love, and peace. And I praise him. I thank him. I glorify him for all that he's given me, for all that he's done for me. Oh, I thank you, Lord God. I bless your holy name, Lord God. I bless your holy name. I bless your holy name, Lord God. I bless your holy name tonight, Lord God. I thank you for your mercies. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for touching me, Lord God, for how you have. I thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done for me, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I haven't had it easy, but I had a blessed life, and I praise and I thank him for it, Lord God. And I just want to say tonight, Lord God, people of God, keep the faith, unwavering faith. Ooh, pray without ceasing. Oh, we want to thank God tonight, Lord God. Lord, I want to thank you for who you are, Lord God. I want to thank you for what you've done in my life, Lord God. I want to thank you for all the blessings that you've bestowed upon all of the family on the PNN News Network, Lord God, Global. Lord God, I want to thank you right now, Lord God, for blessing us, Lord God. And Lord God, help us keep the faith. Help us contend for that that was once delivered unto the saints of old, Lord God. I praise God. And I thank him tonight, and I pray that something that I've said will bless your souls, and to God be the glory, to God be the glory. Amen. Minister Bradley.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. Jesus. Glory to God, people of God, we have got to keep the faith. Glory to God, we got to keep the unwavering faith. Amen. Glory to God, that faith, we got to hold on. Glory to God, we got to hold on as never before, because what God has promised, he's able to deliver. He's able to deliver it, people of God. But in the midst of the situations, glory to God, we have got to keep the faith. Amen. What God said, he said. Glory to God. And we got to hold on to it until the manifestation. Amen. And we give God thanks on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Because we know amen, that the enemy will come. Glory to God. As the woman of God says, amen, he's not coming to shake the pot. Glory to God. But listen, people of God, he's coming to shake our lives. Glory to God. He's coming to shake those things that are dear unto us. And when he comes, glory be to God, what are we going to do? Are we going to let go? Amen. Are we going to let go in midstream? What are we going to do? Glory be to God. People of God, now is not the time for giving up. Now is not the time for letting go. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. There's that old cliche that says, amen, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. Amen. Glory to God. Now it's time to burrow down. Now it's time. Glory be to God. Amen. That all that God has said, glory to God, we got to hold on to it. We got to hold fast. We got to contend, glory to God, as the one of God said, for the faith that was once delivered unto us. Amen. Glory be to God. And we give God thanks tonight for this word. We bless him. Glory to God. We bless him on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, glory be to God. Amen. Perhaps, amen, there's someone on the line. Glory to God. Maybe you feel like your faith is, glory to God, is wavering. Maybe you feel like, glory to God, you need just a little more strength. You need just a little more power. Amen. You need, glory be to God. Amen. We thank God for this word that has come to empower us. Glory to God. But perhaps you, amen, would like to have prayer on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight, if that's you, glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're accepting, amen, prayer. Amen. By the woman of God, amen. She's going to, glory to God, open, amen, the door for salvation. Glory to God for any that's not saved, that want to be saved on tonight. Glory be to God. Tonight, amen, can be your night. Glory to God, whether you're far, whether you're near, whether you're dialed in on the platform, it doesn't matter. Glory be to God, amen. All the Lord needs is a yes on tonight. Glory to God. So, glory to God, we're going to release the platform, amen, to the woman of God, amen, to offer salvation. Glory to God. And to, well, glory to God, for those on tonight that are weary. Glory to God, perhaps you're weary. Glory to God, but the scripture tells us to be not weary in well-doing. Amen. Glory to God. Well, we want you to be strengthened on tonight, if that's you. Glory be to God. Woman of God, I release the platform back to you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Perhaps there's someone out there tonight who's not saved and want to be saved. Tonight I'm asking you to just press *6 and we'll pray the prayer of salvation with you. If you're unsaved, God can heal, God can deliver. He can set you free. Is there anyone?
Amen. No one's on the platform. Woman of God, no one's on the platform.
Yes. Perhaps there's someone out there tonight who want us to touch and agree with you on prayer about a situation or concerning something. You can just press *6 and request prayer, and we'll pray with you. Is there anyone want prayer tonight?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, this is Sister Fan, and I was calling and requesting prayer for my granddaughter, Kaylin. She's getting ready to leave next Sunday for college, and I want the Lord to keep his hands on and keep her covered on the blood.
Okay,
Kaylin, K-A-Y-L-E-N.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. Any other prayer requests tonight? Any other prayer requests?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I just want to say I enjoyed them words of encouragement because truly it really strengthened me, the words that came tonight, not just tonight, but other nights that I've been listening. It was just really words that came to strengthen me, but I still want to would like to get prayer for strength and.
Okay, this is Sister Cassie.
Thank you. Yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. God bless you. Is there anyone else for a request tonight? Anyone else? Anyone else?
The Lord, no one's on the platform, Evangelist.
Okay. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, we beseech you right now at this hour, Lord God. First, Lord God, we come thanking you. We come praising you, Lord God, for who you are, Lord God, for you are omnipotent. You are always present, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God. Lord God, we lift up Sister Fan's granddaughter before you, Lord God, as she journey off to college, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we lift up Kaylin before you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you bless her, Lord God. Oh, you be with her every step of the way, Lord God. Lord God, you dispatch your angels around her, Lord God. Oh, you dispatch in your heavenly host of angels, Lord God. Your angels of protection, your angels of mercy, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you protect her, Lord God. Everywhere her feet should go, Lord God, you be right there, Lord God. Oh, God, in her footsteps, Lord God. For you said the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. And, Lord God, I know being who her grandmother is, Lord God, I know she has the love of God down in her heart, down in her soul, Lord God. And Lord God, we want to thank you, Lord God, that it's already done, Lord God, that your hand of protection is going to be with her everywhere she go, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I trust you, Lord God, that it's already done, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we trust you, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord God, I trust you right now and ask you, lift up Sister Cassie before you, Lord God. Sister Cassie is asking for strength, Lord God. Lord God, you said in your word that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Oh, Lord, give her strength. Give her her joy, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, let her keep her mind stayed on you, Lord God. Oh, let her keep her with a one-track mind, Lord God. Oh, a mind of Christ, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we pray. You thank you for your grace and mercy that's hovering over her right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. You said in your word that we can decree a thing and it should be established. We decree and declare that every prayer request, every petition, everybody that had a prayer request tonight, Lord God, that we decree that it's already answered. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We bind every satanic attack. We rebuke every satanic attack. We rebuke every demonic force in the name of Jesus. Lord God, have your way in our lives, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, have your way, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, thank you. Give us that mind to live like we ought to, Lord God. Oh, give us a mind to please you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. But most of all, Lord God, we ask that you trust, that we continue to trust in you, Lord God. Oh, God, we continue to have the faith in you, Lord God. And we don't stop praying. Oh, Lord God, and we don't stop. Oh, Lord God, until the help come, Lord God. And God, we're going to glorify you in advance, knowing you like we know you. We know that each and every petition has already been met, Lord God. I thank you, and I praise your holy name right now, Lord God. I praise your holy name right now, God, and I thank you. Hallelujah, Father, I thank you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord God, I thank you right now. Thank you, Lord God. Praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for his word on tonight. We thank God for his messenger on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord. We thank God for you, Evangelist Murray. Amen. Thank God for this word, this powerful word. Amen. This word that came on tonight. This word that came on tonight. Glory be to God, to just stir our hearts. Amen, Jesus. To glory to God, encourage us on tonight. And we ask on tonight, amen, we want to lift you up in prayer on tonight. Glory be to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise tonight. We bless your precious name, oh God. We're asking that you would bless your messenger on tonight. We're asking that you would bless her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We're thanking you tonight for this word, glory to God, this word that she has, glory to God, come to bless your people on tonight. Now, Father, we're asking again, oh God, that you would restore unto her the virtue. Restore on tonight, oh God, as only you can. We're asking, oh God, that you would bless her tonight. We're asking that you would bless her ministry on tonight, glory to God. We're asking that you would bless everything that she set her hands to do in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for her now. We're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you for open doors. Thanking you for open, glory to God, doors that are yet to be opened. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you bless her family on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for you know what she have need of, and we're asking, glory to God, those things, oh God, that she has on the altar. We're asking that you will move now. Move by your spirit. Move by your anointing. We're asking that you will move favorably for her in the precious name of Jesus. And we're thanking you for your shed blood. We're thanking you for your covering on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight for the work that you've begun in her life. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you on tonight. Thank you for blessing her going out and her coming in, Father. From this time forth, even forevermore, we're thanking you, oh God, for causing your face to shine upon her. We thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We honor you tonight. We glorify you on this night in thy precious name, Jesus. We bless you. We thank you now. And we do forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid retaliation on tonight in thy precious name, oh God. We forbid on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, oh God, for everything that you've done. We thank you, and we seal it now. We seal it by your precious blood. And for this we give you thanks. For this we do give you praise in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God in every heart tonight. Say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. We thank God again for you, people of God. Thank you tonight. Thank you for coming to be with us on tonight. We bless God for you. Amen. We want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. It is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen, Jesus. We're going to give you on tonight, amen, two numbers, amen, whereby you can certainly call, you can text us on tonight and get your copy. Amen. Again, it's absolutely free. Glory be to God. Just text us and we'll get it to you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God, because people of God, we want to get this word out. Glory be to God. We want to get this word out. Amen. We want someone else to be blessed. Amen. Truly, this word has blessed us, and we want others to be blessed as well. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, you can simply text on tonight. Amen. 229-529-0914. And again, that's 229-529-0914. 0914. Amen, Jesus. You can simply text that number on tonight. Glory be to God, and we will certainly get a copy of that broadcast to you prayerfully within 24 hours. Amen, Jesus. You can also text on tonight 912-257-3918. And for those of you, amen, that are listening internationally, you can certainly reach out to us via WhatsApp, amen, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. You can reach out to us, people of God. We'll get that broadcast to you as quickly as we possibly can. And people of God, we want to ask you, go ahead and, amen, come on back out tomorrow night. Amen, Jesus. We're here every night at 9 o'clock. Glory to God. Amen. We love for you to come back and join us again. Glory to God. We want you to tell somebody about the PNN. Glory to God. Come on and be with us. Amen. We pray, amen, even so that the blessings of the Lord will be with you as you prepare for your several worship services on tomorrow. Amen. We do recognize that tomorrow is Fifth Sunday. Amen. And someone, amen, may not be having a service at their local churches. Glory be to God. So listen, we invite you to come on back, amen, tomorrow night and be with us. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, we're going to turn the platform back over. Glory to God, to Evangelist Murray. Amen. For final remarks and for the blessing of the line. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Evangelist.
God bless. Praise the Lord. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Father God, as we depart from these lines, but never, never from your presence, Lord God, we just ask you that you keep each and every one of your people covered in the blood, Lord God. Oh, as they go to and forth to their designated places, Lord God, we ask you that you keep us again until the same appointed time at tomorrow night, serving the same God, the same just and righteous God. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for all of the blessings that you bestowed upon each and every one of us, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for your grace, for your mercy, your goodness that have orchestrated to follow us all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Be blessed, people of God.
Amen, amen. God bless you again, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings to each of you in Jesus' name.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.